kids go everywhere, I mean, whether it be Alabama, Wisconsin, certainly the all-time leading passer in Miami-Dade County history. Carroll City slash Booker T. Daniel Richardson is on his way to Central Michigan. Tremendous program, Mid-American Conference that is, remember, Ben Roethlisberger is out of that that conference amongst many other. But certainly Daniel has had an outstanding career, not only on the football field, but also in the classroom, all around outstanding young man. Definitely going to be an asset to the Chippewas, and he's kind enough to join us on Christmas Eve. Daniel, thanks so much for taking the time, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime. Thanks for being it and spend time. I know your dad, being of his profession, this is a big night for him, a big night for everybody as well, and tomorrow. This is quite a 4 years that you had at the high school level. When you were coming out of youth football, everybody predicted all these great things for you, and you certainly lived up to them. And I just want to take time to commend you on this Christmas Eve for doing that.
Thank
and getting an opportunity to go to state, being part of two nationally rated teams. Take a look back and from when it all started as that ninth grader who kind of walked into Booker T. Washington and knew that there was a lot of history to live up to. Talk about that.
Well, going to Booker T., I was just forced to being a leader, you know, coming out of Optimus, playing at PPO. I was the quarterback, I was the field general, and I was the leader of the team. And then I had to take a big step going into high school, and I didn't go straight to JV, I went straight to varsity. And making my way up to the top, being a leader, winning state championship, leading the team in the right direction. And that's basically, it goes from there.
And you had, and this is the one thing, and I would just talk to Jordan Battle about it, the same thing, is there were always guys, you know, around you. Even though they threw you into the fire, there were always seniors and juniors on the line, every receiver at running back that you could always kind of lean on as well for experience. Talk about that, because I think that's important that you've kind of worked your way up to the point over the last 2 years. You were the guy that everybody was coming to.
Right, and then coming to my freshman year, I had guys around me, like senior leadership, starting with the kickers.
Yeah.
You know, we had a senior kicker that went to FIU, people, everybody knows him, Jose Borgales. You know, he was a big-time leader with me at Booker T, and just basically going with them guys, you know, just having team dinner, going out, you know, just making the bond even stronger. And me stepping up to the plate, even my 10th grade year, had to be more vocal and things like that, just becoming a leader.
Right. And you were never babied. You're never babied at PPO. They threw you in there. And when the Harris family gets a hold of you over at Booker T, and the same thing with Coach Hippolyte and the staff there.
Right.
I mean, they never babied you. By the time you got to Carroll City, you were pretty much a mature guy that knew what he was all about and what his limits were. Do you remember when you were at Booker T, when you said to yourself, I got a chance to play this game at a high level, at the next level? Talk about that. Look at all you accomplished.
Right. I realized that after the St. Thomas game, and I came in, and I was like, I played against Joey Bosa and guys like, Nick Bosa, guys like that.
Wow.
And it was very exciting, and I felt like I could play with those dudes. And the next game, coach put me in a start versus Pace, and I had a big game. The players, they played their hats off, you know. So
yeah.
It went from there.
And you look also, Daniel, at the schedule that you've played. I mean, from back at Booker T up until this year, I mean, how many people could lead? And that's what makes, and I think Rakeem Cato said that, that's what makes winning or breaking records in that type of atmosphere like he did with Central and you know, the schedule that you guys play. I mean, it's always going to be tougher than most. I mean, just in the teams with Northwestern and the Carroll Cities, in the Centrals that you've had to play every single year. Talk about that, because I don't think, you know, people look at records, but they don't understand how some people achieve them. You achieved it against probably as tough a competition as anybody in the country.
Right, and just playing against those guys in college now, big-time players, even some going to the league now. It's just it was just a blessing, you know, playing against those guys, and then it made me even a better player.
Right.
Playing against those guys, so it was just a blessing.
Daniel Richardson joining us, quarterback at Miami Carroll City this year, prior at Booker T. Washington, headed to Central Michigan. The Chippewas, really good program. They've done well in South Florida as far as recruiting over the years. Talk about the program and what sold you on it.
And I look forward to going there. You know, recruiting for me was kind of tough in the beginning. You know, a lot of schools didn't really jump on me like that. I had like 4 offers. And then Central Michigan, Coach McElwain came in a week before signing week. And he's like, man, I need a quarterback. I need a leader. And he said, I'm going to get you on the next flight to come up here, take my official visit. And it went from there, man. I love the program academically and football-wise. So it's just been a great opportunity.
And it really is, because I you know, we've watched you play a countless times, and you always figure what people are looking at. I mean, you look at a quarterback like Drew Brees, who's not 6'5".
Right.
You know, here's a guy that gets it done because he's a winner and he knows where to go with it, and that reminds me a lot of you, and you've done that. You even have done it when you didn't have a running game, and you've done it when you didn't have a line. So that kind of shows me a lot about you as well. What type of offense does Coach McElwain run up there?
Same offense we ran down here, spread.
Nice.
Spread offense, getting the ball quick out your hands and just getting to the playmakers, let them make plays.
Right. And from an academic standpoint, you're always going to do well.
You know.
Priorities and things like that. What else are you looking forward to? Because I know you guys play down here next year.
Yeah, September 21st, play Miami.
Look at you. You know that.
Family goes. Yeah.
I like that. I like that you know that. Believe me, I remember talking to a couple of kids a few years ago that said the same thing when they were going to Bethune-Cookman. They go, yeah, on September 9th, we're playing at Miami. But that's a great thing. Daniel, again, congratulations. I couldn't be more proud of you. Merry Christmas. What's it going
to
be like? What's it going
to
be like over at your household? Who's cooking? What you eating?
Grandma's cooking, you know, in the morning, probably have some shrimp and grits, and then afternoon we have a little dinner.
Nice.
Just hanging out with the family, playing a little cards and stuff like that.
Good stuff. Well, again, congratulations. Tell everybody we wish them the best of the new year and a Merry Christmas, and thanks a lot for taking some time out tonight.
Thank you for having me. I just want to take a shout out to all my family members and all my friends that's listening out.
Good stuff. Go ahead. Anybody in particular?
My mom, my grandma that's listening, and my girlfriend, and my dad, and just my family members, they listening out right now.
Those key.
Everybody else that's listening.
Those key ones. Thanks a lot, Daniel. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Daniel Richardson, a tremendous football player, all-time leading passer in Dade County history, and